Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the angels' messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm Linda Torres, your host on Angels Are Near Us, here on bbsradio.com, number one worldwide live internet radio. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. If you love angels, this is the show to tune into, definitely. My sincere intention is always to bring you loving messages and information about the angels and archangels, all the celestial beings. So at this time, I want to invite all of the holy angels, the archangels, and beings of light to be with us. Please bring in your guidance and assurance for the most highest good of all. And may only divine light surround us at this time. We thank you, God and angels, and so it is. Amen. Okay, so I'm excited. We have a special guest tonight. And she is Reverend Janie Howard Fellman. Many of you that have listened to the show might already remember Janie, but I'll give you a brief description of her bio. Janie Howard Fellman is the author of several books. Her first book is Commune with the Angels, which is now in its 12th printing and published in 5 languages. The other book is Driving Under the Influence of Angels. And the other is Angels by My Side. So she is the founder of Be an Angel Day, which we celebrate annually on August 22nd. Additionally, she is the founder of Inspire Your Heart with the Arts Day, celebrated on January 31st. Janie is an ordained interfaith minister. She's a Reiki master. And she's the curator of Angel Heights Healing Arts Center. She maintains a private spiritual life coaching and counseling practice. And she offers telephone and in-person consultations. I know by my personal experience, she's a wonderful angelic teacher. She produces a monthly inspirational CD for subscribers around the world, and you can always subscribe to that on her website. She resides in Maryland with her husband and her beautiful Jack Russell Terriers. So if you want more info on Janie, that website is earthangel4peace.com. That's www.earthangel4peace.com. So without further delay, well, I'm going to introduce Janie. I will open the lines after our break so you can call in for any questions or your angel messages. And I'll give out those numbers in a little bit, but also those numbers, you can find them on the main page of BBS on your right-hand side under Station 1. So, without further delay, welcome, Janie, dear.
Well, thank you. That was very kind. Thank you for that precious, you know, taking that time for that introduction. I really appreciate it. And I always love to be on your program. It's really a lot of fun.
We love to have you because you have so much information that you share with us, and we have fun, you know, and the callers really, really are happy about that. So I know that tonight you were telling me that you wanted to talk about the angelic insights, of course, and inspirations on the Venus 2012 transit and how that will impact us.
Right. I wanted to share that with your listening audience because this is a very special year. And the Venus transit that's going to be taking place It's actually going to be taking place starting June 5th into June 6th of this year, is among the rarest of astronomical events, events taking place. There's only been six transits. They always come in pairs that have been known to have been observed by humans before. And the first was in 1639. And we're, you know, they, as I said, they come in pairs with, there's 8 years between the pairs. So we had the first part of this pair was in 2004. And on June 6th of this year, it will be the seventh actual transit. Actually, it'll be making up the fourth pair. And it's going to be visible. Just people always like to know if they're able to see things of this. Entirely only from the Pacific Ocean and the extreme east coast of Siberia, Japan, and Australia. But from eastern Canada and the United States and Central America and the Caribbean and northwest South America, only the first part of the transit will be visible when Venus first makes contact in the afternoon of June 5th, and then the sun sets while the transit is still in progress. And just so people know, the transit is really visible for about 6 or 7 hours, and it's a little small black circle. Of course, you know, Venus isn't small, but against the sun, it's a small black circle, which will be giving the appearance of moving across the face of the sun, and that's what the transit energy is about. And it's very symbolic. In my work with the angels, I always mirror to people that the language of light, you know, I always say it's God's language speaking to us, and I know your listeners understand that language through license plate and synchronicity and wonderful, you know, art can inspire you. And also, you know, astronomy. And astronomy and astrology can inspire us as well. And Venus, I always call the planets as they're angels. They are messengers. They're vibrations of God, and they are messengers to us. And Venus is an angel near to the throne of God, so to speak, that symbolizes love. She's a messenger. We see her depicted throughout history with the Babylon depiction of Venus was Ishtar, and in Egypt, many of your listeners could be familiar with Hathor. In the Roman, it's Venus is the term. In Greek, it is Aphrodite. And so she is a goddess energy. She's a feminine. She represents the divine feminine energy. And she is a messenger about our passion and our creativity. She is a messenger to us about how to express our love. And that this transit, because it's so powerful, and as I said, it's a very rare experience, it really is that we're being immersed. Just as the sun, if everyone's familiar with their own natal birth charts, that your sun sign represents your own personal light. I mean, the sun represents the moment that you came through your mother's womb and took the first gift that God gives you of the holy breath, and here you are. So the sun represents not only our source of light and, you know, a great gift that God gives to us, but it is very personal. It is very personal to us. So Venus, this messenger of love and expressing that love, is really going to be marching herself. I always call it like a spiritual pilgrimage. Venus is going to be taking a little pilgrimage in the middle of the, starting in June 5th and 6th, right across this great big light vibration. And so it is symbolic. Venus is merging and having this saturation and this infusion with the brightest light of our solar system. And it's lining up. It's lining up with our energy. And so that it is a blessing that God is giving to us vibrationally. It's a blessing to our consciousness. And so I'm encouraging people that it's going to be a great time to just feel this energy of expansiveness of God's grace, expansiveness of kindness and compassion, expansiveness of sharing our ideas, you know, what we love and what we care about, that this energy is supportive. It's not by chance. I think we all agree. You know, I always say God loves to work anonymously, and God loves to work with synchronicity. And so what is taking place is there's going to be an increase of feminine love vibration and an increase of the heart energy. So that's where I'm starting out with a message. Let's think about this, you know, this transit being a blessing and how we can open our hearts more, how we can feel greater love and express that love, and how we can be supported in our own creative artistic awakenings, because Venus loves the arts, absolutely loves the arts.
Absolutely. I want to mention to you creativity and art and love, which is Venus, like you said. So just so our listeners could be clear, this energy, which I know it's in alignment with many other planets, Janie, you have mentioned that, is not only for a person who is natal chart is around June. It's for everyone in general, right? Just to clarify
that. Right. Very good point. Very good point. Everyone's natal birth chart has the planet Venus somewhere in your natal chart. So all of us, of course, have this gift that God has given in their life of Venus. All right. Now, where everybody is going to be touched by this energy. All right. I was saying there isn't anything that happens in the heavens that doesn't touch us here on Earth. I mean, we're connected. We're connected. So in particular, just so people know, the energy of Venus on that day, okay, from June 5th to the 5th to June 6th, is going to be basically in Gemini. It's going to be in the sign of Gemini 15 when it's making its little pilgrimage. So if anyone looks at their natal chart and where they look, where they see where the Gemini glyph is, or the symbol that looks like the twins, you know, it's like two little pillars, the 15, that particular part, you know, of energy of their natal chart is going to get lit up, kind of like a firecracker with the energy. But even if people aren't familiar with their natal chart, I'm just giving people the message that all of us, vibrationally, you know, are this. It's an alignment. You're exactly right. All right, the energy of Venus and the Sun are going to have this conjunction coming together with energy, and we're all going to be blessed vibrationally with an increase of this called divine feminine love. Great Mother Love. We're going to all be blessed with perhaps feeling that we want to express ourselves through, I'll say, through music, through communication. It will. Venus is a messenger about relationships. All right, you know, it can be you know that you know have a love of a husband or love of children or love of animals. So there's a heightening of truth and beauty in relationships. It most definitely will be a heightened intuitive awareness. Now, this won't happen overnight. You know, maybe I shouldn't limit people. People might have, you know, I'll let God be God right there. How do I know?
It is the year of transformation and awakening.
You're right. That's right. So I'm going to get out of the way. I'm going to let everybody have their transformations. You may find that what happens is that all of a sudden you're feeling a motivation within inside yourself, that there's something that you've been thinking that you would love to, you know, explore in an artistic way, and you're being prompted, you know, from inside. It is an energy of intimacy with the divine, because the greatest love is with Source, you know, to God and that energy. So it may touch people in different ways, but it is, I just feel it's a wonderful energy blessing that I like people to know about. So it would be a great time for meditation. It would be a great time for, you know, prayer work of where, you know, you're consciously affirming that you are supporting yourself and having your heart opened and, you know, seeing the divine in all people and expressing gratitude and appreciation and thankfulness. Because one of the greatest gifts that's been given to us is the gift of relationships, you know, with our spouses or children or, you know, with all that we share space with here on Earth. So it is a beautiful opportunity to be more intimate with God.
I love that you say that we're opening up to that different energy. I think it feels like a more intense energy, and I think, you know, we have talked about that everything's in acceleration, so everything feels a little bit faster. But at the same time, I remember you talking also about our being pilgrims. I remember we're talking about being on that sacred walk and the art of pilgrimage, where, you know, we try to stop the busyness, and that's where we can say, well, let's go into meditation, let's do something creative, something that really connects us, you know, with the divine. So do you want to talk a little bit about that? Because I remember you talking about
that. Well, I want to honor you also, because you made a mention, you and I were corresponding with each other, and we were both talking about the movie The Way. All right.
Yes.
And I do want to mention that to listeners because we both love that movie equally, and it is with Martin Sheen, and it's the story of a man who walks the El Camino Santiago Road, the Road of St. James that originates in France and Spain and Portugal. And I learned about this road from hearing an art historian speak, Lee Sandstead, who had walked it himself, and you know someone. You had shared that you know and someone who had walked this road. Yeah,
my dear friend Christine, I hope she's listening tonight, but she took this walk of faith a few months ago, and it was just so inspiring to hear her talk about this, Janie, because it is a walk of faith, like you're saying. You know, it's all through Spain, and you just are aware of the power, you know, of divinity. But so keep on going. The person that you know.
Well, no, and I want to. And the interesting thing is that I'm sure Christine. Everybody has their own reason for being there. All right, and it's very intimate. All right, it's the energy of that. You know that there. Lee had lost his passion. You know, for his connectedness with art. And he was really doing the pilgrimage to find himself, to reconnect with a part of himself. And many miraculous things took place on it. And it is, that is a very famous pilgrimage route. But really all of us, you know, really all of us, you know, can do in small ways or in great ways, have pilgrimage. It may be that we do a walk to a place where we find comfort. All right, we go there, or we go to a park because we're taking a pilgrimage to take ourselves to a place of beauty. But it is a way that we pull ourselves out of all the busyness and the noisiness and the demands that are on our lives to really commune with the sacred, to really walk, you know, to walk, you know, can be with walking with the angels, all right, walking with God and having that experience, and it's very nurturing and spiritually nourishing and healing, and it revitalizes us and rejuvenates us. So I encourage people to check the movie out and to see, you know, to see this and then to think about for themselves, you know, of how they can plan a little outing, or, you know, it doesn't have to be a lot of people that are on the Santiago Road. It takes 30 days or more, you know, to complete the path. But but there can be something that you can do, you know, for a half a day or whatever, that you're making this commitment to pull yourself out of the busyness and be close to God.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And I love that you mentioned that, you know, in these times, Janie, and I know that we've seen so much things that are adverse and things that we don't believe that are going on in the world. And you have said this, that we stop and say, you know, how is this happening? Why is this happening? But we don't have all the explanation of everything that occurs. But what would you advise to everyone who's out there, who's really going through some, I know a lot of people are going through a lot of, turmoil at this time and disease. How can we, you know, go to that place to uplift us? I know that the angels for me are just wonderful, but what would you advise everybody else?
Well, I don't know if I've mentioned in the past when I've talked in your program, but one of the most beautiful words, I think, in language is the word togetherness, all right, together. And that when we go through things, I think one of the things we do is we let go of the realization that we're always going through things together, all right? The energy of, I do little tweets on Twitter, inspirational messages, and the other day I said, I put the message, God never stops thinking about us. God is always, always thinking about us, all right? You know, we may not believe that, or we may not be thinking of God, but God knows everything that we are going through, and whatever challenges that we have, God is going through them with us. We are never walking alone. We may delude ourselves and pretend that we are. And so one of the things I encourage people to do is to emphasize the togetherness with God, the togetherness, and that can be through reading Bible verses that fortify that energy. I'm always promoting Psalm 91. It gives great courage and spiritual faithfulness, but people may have their own favorite, and that's wonderful. And you build up your faith. You build up, I always say, if there's a distance between yourself and God, be certain about who moved, because God has not forsaken us or failed us or moved from us. We just choose to have thoughts that create the suffering. We do it. I do it myself. All right, it's just part of the human condition. So whatever we're going through, I'd say first of all, energize your faith. All right, you know, have prayer time. Ask people to pray for you. On my website, you know, you can fill out and request for prayer, and I just always feel so honored and blessed when people ask me to do that. All right, so get lots and lots of prayer support so that you know you're being supported by prayer. Do that which uplifts you and inspires you, all right, because we have things that we feel like, you know, that we just want to stop, or, you know, we're in fear about putting one foot in front of the other. Do that which breaks through that energy. All right, that's one of the things that's really going on, you know, with this year. And it's interesting, there's a lot of talk about the Mayan vibration. And the one thing the Mayan astronomers, you know, focused in on is that whenever they saw that Venus was doing exactly what she's going to be doing this year, they knew that there was a shifting of consciousness going on. All right, it wasn't that they were, you know, prophesizing that something negative was going to happen. They knew that this was a sign from the cosmos that a shifting was going on. And I do believe that we're experiencing this new, of feeling love in a new way, of feeling, you know, that we're, you know, we're opening up like flowers and we're blossoming even fuller and we're unfolding our heart in new ways. So whenever people are listening and you're going through something, first of all, be kind, be a friend to yourself and be kind to yourself and be loving to yourself. And as a friend, ask for support from people. Ask for help from people, and most definitely, ask for help from God. All right, that's what it's all about.
And ask the angels for help. I mean, you know, they're always around. They're
always with us. And Raphael, I'm sure everyone, and I don't just limit to Raphael, but the energy of Raphael's name means God heals. And again, that's what God has created. As it says in Psalm 91, God has created the angels to watch over us, to keep charge over our ways, you know, to lift us up, you know, when we fall. You know, kind of always say to brush our knees off and to help us get back on our sacred walk and our path. And so, you know, the energy of asking, you shall receive. So I encourage everyone to, you know, to inspire them to take good care of yourselves, to, you know, practice that TLC and the angels, let the angels wrap their wings of God's healing energy around you.
And be guarded, exactly. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, we can keep on. I would love you to tell our listeners about the Psalm 91 and what you do with that. But
beautiful.
So let me give those numbers out so anyone can call in for their angel message or any questions for Janie. The numbers are toll-free, 888-627-6008, or the other number is 530-413-4522 or 530-413-4510. So we will be back in just a few seconds.
There is joy in the morning light, and there's joy, 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 joy in your life. There is joy in the morning light, and there's joy.
Everyone, we're back, and I'm Linda Torres. You are listening to Angels Are Near Us. Our special guest tonight is Janie Howard Feldman. We're talking about the angelic inspirations on the Venus transit that will be this year in June 5th and 6th. And also, I'm going to give out those numbers if you want to call in for your angel messages or to talk to Janie. The toll-free number is 888-627-6008 or 530-413-4522. So, Janie, before the break, we were talking about Psalm 91, so I would love for you to talk more about that.
I really do encourage people to become familiar with Psalm 91. In fact, we brought up a website, an artist. Her name is Cheryl Kirsch, and just a beautifully talented woman. She's the artist behind the website. It's psalm91angels.com, and she offers products there, like Psalm 91 pillowcases if people are interested. But really what the purpose of the psalm is, of the website is just to encourage people that the Psalm 91 is the psalm that people have wrapped themselves in for ages, all right? It's known as the shield and the protection psalm. There's wonderful stories from World War II, or it might be World War I, where, you know, the energy, a unit, you know, that they recited the psalm, you know, each day, and they came out of the, none of the gentlemen or in the unit were harmed. It has a miraculous energy around it. And it's very much almost, like I say, like the rainbows. We look at them as symbols of God's promises to us. And the Psalm 91 conveys a covenant. It's like a spiritual contract energy. And it promises, because the first words of it says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust." And as you say those words, you know, as you say them, you will feel this strength just come from within you and around you and to fortify you. You know, it's a wonderful spiritual tool. A lot of times we have things happen and we're kind of like a deer in headlights. We don't know what to do. And so I encourage people, you know, to draw strength from the Bible. And the Psalm 91 is a wonderful spiritual tool to enhance your relationship with God by reading it daily. It fortifies you. It can help you face the ups and downs we all have in life. And there's a lot of uncertainty, most definitely, but the psalm conveys a certainty of God's presence and protection and love for us. It's an energy of, I call it, it has a, like a miracle working energy, because it fortifies us when we're feeling vulnerable or weak or scared. It has this energy of, just like I said, the angel's wings enveloping us with God's love, so that we're able to move forward and knowing that we're moving forward with God.
So that's wonderful. So could anyone go to the website and order these? These are the pillowcases,
yes,
right? Because
right,
I have those, and I bought them several years ago.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
With the psalm.
And, people,
mm-hmm.
and it has, well, we were, you know, both inspired that, you know, a lot of times we can't get a good night's sleep because we're worrying about things, all right, of how things are going to work out. So we designed a pillowcase. It comes in standard, and it has the psalm, the entire psalm, and it has the beautiful, Cheryl did a wonderful angel that's morphed into the psalm. And we have people, you know, that buy them for themselves or give as gifts, you know, to help you have a restful sleep. And I always say, you know, when we're challenged to have things, put ourselves in the lap of God, all right, or in God's energy. And it's nothing better than resting your head right on this little wonderful angel and the words of the psalm to know that, you know, God is protecting us and watching over us.
Of course, it says, now angels, he will give his angels charge over you to guard you.
Isn't that
in all your
obviously,
ways. I love
that's one of our favorite verses. I know
that's
it.
One of our favorite ones.
That's right.
So
we believe
I'm glad
it.
That
we believe it.
that they can order there. So it's Psalm91.com.
Yes, Psalm91angels.com. Psalm, you know, just PSALM 91 angels.com. And they'll just see. And also, I'm going to mention there's a link that takes you to Cheryl's website. And she's just a gifted artist, mm-hmm. you know, so you can see her art as well. So I feel very honored and blessed to be teamed up with her.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love mine. So I sleep every night on my Psalm 91 with my angels. So the other thing that I was going to mention to you is, I know you were talking a little bit on your, I can't remember if it was on your CD, you know, the CD that you send out to everybody. Everybody can also go to your website and receive those, Janie? The CD that you do monthlies?
Right, they can order them, absolutely. They can sign up to subscribe. You know, to the HaHa, and then receive the CDs by mail. Absolutely. We have a link there for the HaHa
because
CD.
Those are, it's wonderful information that Janie sends out, just so everybody knows, you know, about all these topics, you know, the angels and astrology. And I know that you talked a lot also about abundance one time, which I loved. The
I do.
Abundance
and I'm glad you
consciousness.
Mentioned that thank you. I didn't mean to cut you off, but thank you because I have a blog that I do, and again, you know, it's Earth Angel for Peace. Okay, just like you shared before, and it's blogspot.com, and I just posted one which is all about abundance and gives you lots of affirmations and ideas around abundance, and it's there for you to use if people are inspired to do it. So, thank you, Linda. I had forgotten about that.
It's very, very useful for everybody. And it's just wonderful that you share, you know, that information and just we're grateful that you do that. I am so grateful to hear, you know, every month what you talk about. So it's really very important for me. And I think for everyone, they would love to do that.
Well, I think
so.
Everyone...
We're going to take a little break. I'm having a little bit of a problem hearing you. Do you hear me okay?
Yes, I absolutely do.
So let's take a little break, and I'm going to talk to Seth about this. So we will be back in just a few seconds. If you want to call in, please do. The lines will be open, and it's the toll-free number 888-627-6008 or 530-413-4522. Okay, we're going on a break, and we'll be back in just a few seconds.
Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the Angels' Messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Stones that struck you down, like rumbling at your feet, beneath the hand of
Hello, everyone. You are listening to Angels Are Near Us here on BBSRadio.com, number one worldwide live internet radio. We're talking with our special guest tonight, Janie Howard Feldman. We're talking about all things about angels and the Venus transit that will be happening. So much energies. I was also talking to Janie about her blog where she wrote about angelic blessings of abundance. Do you remember that, Janie?
Yes, I do. Thank you for mentioning that.
And I know that you said about, the angels encouraging people to inspire hearts with art. And so I know that you love talking about art, and art is just so important because of the spiritual, beauty and goodness. But you can tell us more about that.
Well, and it's interesting with bringing up the abundance. A lot of times people know the technique. It's not mine. It's, been out there, of where people will do like treasure maps or for things they want to see. They'll do a collage, and they'll pick pieces of art that they might find in a magazine that inspires them, because they'll see the art and they love it and it stimulates them. We've been talking a lot about love tonight, and that the bottom line is, when it comes down to what is important in our lives, it really is all about love, that God is pure love. And
yes,
there's many ways that abundance of love, from God expresses in our lives. I think people have heard the statement, do what you love and the money will follow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, love is an important requirement in building prosperity or abundance consciousness. And so that it's important to, first of all, love ourselves, all right, that energy, and to understand that love is a very magnetic and attractive energy. And so the more that we love our lives, the more that we're grateful and appreciative for what we have, it is very magnetic, and we draw even more to us to feel abundant and to be loving in that vibration. Additionally, not only is this expression of art that we love, or just filling our lives with an appreciation of what we're sharing space with, I sometimes find people get kind of wrapped around the axle with the word tithing. I respect it with the churches, with sharing with people, but I encourage people to replace the word tithing with sharing, all right, because God shares everything with us, all right. The energy of one of the messages the angels has said, give people more than they expect, because that's what God does for us, all right. God is so unlimited, and generous and, to us, each and every one of us. So the energy is that, like tithing, it kind of gets in the consciousness, oh, is it 10%? And then it's really, let's share our all right? Let's share joy. Let's give joy. Let's give people, more than they expect. Let's be gracious. Let's be divine grace in action. The energy of that, our intention is, that we're not doing things in order to get things, all right? That's really also a consciousness of lack, and it'll create a blockage. It's giving love unconditionally by sharing our heart energies, by sharing being lovable and loving and love and action and expression. And so it can be sharing compliments with people, or, letting people know how much you appreciate them. This all raises our vibration. And when we raise our vibration, we become magnetic, and we draw things that are for our highest good, that will bless us, and truthfully, that when you operate that, I understand it for myself as well. It takes a lot of effort at times, with the things that are going on around us and in our lives. But when we get to a point where we are, we are true lovers of our lives, and we are so grateful for that, what God has given us, even when we have challenges, we realize that the challenges come because in the center of it, it's almost like Forrest Gump, in the center of it, there's like a little nugget, all right, that's going to bless us, that's going to be a message of love from God. And that's really what I encourage people to know, that there are angels of blessing of abundance that are sent to us by God. There are energies of divine abundance that come sometimes in very positive ways, and sometimes it looks like it's a challenge, but yet it is opening us even wider to even more abundance. So I encourage people that there's a number of techniques and things that I share at my blog if they mm-hmm. want to go there. But there's also wonderful books that are out there, you know, that people can uplift and inspire themselves with, knowing that the gift of our life is the greatest gift of abundance, and to cherish it and to live it fully and live it fully and live it with an appreciative heart.
Well, as you mentioned, and I remember, like, abundance is divine love. Love is what really matters. It's like give. You know, the more you give, the more you shall receive. And, you know, if we want love, let's give love. You know, if we want grace, let's give grace. Let's be generous. And again, it's just, again, loving everybody out there. But of course, like you say, we need to love ourselves and loving the divine, which is the divine in ourselves, feeling that we're worthy as well.
That's so true. I had read a statement, you know, to knowing that, you know, that the center of ourselves, you know, God created us. So mm-hmm. at the real core of our center, the real self of who we are is a God creation. And to ask yourself, how are you treating God today? All right, how are we being towards ourselves? Because it's an opportunity to mirror to God an appreciation grace by being someone who is, you know, who is in. When I say love, it's not an ego thing where we're, you know, being soulful about ourselves, you know, where we're thanking God for, you know, little things and big things in our lives. I remember someone who was so wonderful with this was Oprah on her program when she was introducing the book Simple Abundance. And she encouraged mm-hmm. her listening audience to have a gratitude journal. And to every day, because I think this is one of the techniques from Simple Abundance, to write down, before they went to sleep at night, five things that they were grateful for. And there was an amazing story that came out of all this, that a young teenage girl was so touched by that she kept her journal. And her parents really didn't know it. And tragically, she died in an automobile accident, I believe, but she died at a young age. And her family, when they're going through her things, they found this amazing gratitude journal where she hadn't stopped at five. Like every mm-hmm. day, she must have done 50 things. And she's, you know, it was adorable. She goes, and thank you for the most delicious pizza. And thank you for, mm-hmm. you know, she saw everything. And what they did is they ended up with her writing. It was in her handwriting. They made bookmarks, all right, and I think that they sold them and raised money for a beautiful charity that this young lady, you know, had been, you know, cared about. So it really kept her generous spirit alive here on the earth by inspiring people with the energy that really mirrors her, that she was grateful and appreciative, and as I said, in the little things and the big things. And that's a healing that we can do of ourselves every day, to stop and say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Yes, I definitely. Being grateful increases much more our abundance. It's every day we have to be grateful for the sun that came out, that we're up and we're walking and we're moving. And it's just that gratefulness that brings us into that power. And, you know, when you say raising your vibration, there's also so many things that I love to also tell, you know, my listeners, to elevate our vibration, like the essential oils and the crystals and prayer, Janie, like you were saying, prayer is so, so powerful. And, you know, praying to God and the divine source with the support of our angels for guidance and protection, they really give us that inspiration and enlightenment, don't you think?
Absolutely. I agree with you. There's actually flower essences that they have that enhance, you know, the feeling of abundance. A very easy one people can do. Dr. Emoto really promoted this in his books, that we all drink from water bottles often, and you can mm-hmm. wrap the word abundance or gratitude, whatever word speaks to you, you can wrap it around your bottle, and you let the bottle sit there, and then when you drink the water, it's actually been energized by the consciousness of the word. All right, people, you can do this overnight if you want. You can wrap the word around, and, you know, you can wrap healing. And the water will be energized with the intention of the word that you wrapped around it. Lighting candles is something. There's an energy in our consciousness that candles equate to sacredness. all of us have in our memory fields, you know, of going into church and seeing candles being lit for healing for others. And when we do that in our own home space, we're bringing close to us, in an intimate relationship, we're bringing that light vibration. You can have votives, for example, if you want to do it. And I encourage people also to have what I call an abundance bowl. And it doesn't have to be a fancy bowl. It can be one from your cupboard, and that you center it, put it in the center of your table, and you collect little objects or things that remind you of how truly abundant you are. It could be a seashell that you picked up when your family went to the beach and you had such a great time when you were all on vacation. It can be pictures of loved ones. It can be, you know, again, things that mirror to you. It might be something that's like a little bangle or bauble and you like the sparkly vibration and it uplifts you. By doing this, because when you walk by it, it reminds you that what you are doing consciously is gathering symbolically in the center of your life that which mirrors to you how abundant that you are. So it again, and I'm going to say that once you do that, you're going to start finding feathers from the angels. You're going to start finding pennies coming from heaven. And these are God's sweet signs, you know, of blessings showered, you know, delivered to us by God's messengers, the angels.
Oh, absolutely. That happened to me once. I was at Mount Shasta in California, and it was so inspiring to be there. I went up the mountain and came down, but in the little town, I was walking after doing a small meditation, and I just couldn't believe that as I turned to get in my car, this white feather was right on top of my car.
I looked at it
like, wait a minute, where did this come from? And it just wouldn't move. You know, the wind was blowing and the little feather wouldn't move. And I was just, you know, in awe. And I just felt so loved at that time. And things like that happen. You know, we find things that, again, it's the symbolism of what the angels are trying to tell us, that they're connected.
You know, one of the most amazing that happened to me, when I remember this is years ago, I was in Escondido, California, and they'd had these horrific, God bless them, these fires, you know, the wildfires that gone on, and the firemen are just so incredible. I was at Florence Newhouse's. If anyone knows her, she's in spirit now, but she did so many beautiful books about the angels, and I was speaking there at their church. And the amazing thing was that the fire had come across and had burned, had, you know, blackened the land, but there actually was a cross that was up on the hill that was never touched. All right, so that was just a profound experience. And after the fires, when I was there, I was able to walk on the land, all right, and I was just doing that before I was going to give a sermon and speaking out there. And I found it was like the sun was just shining down on a little object that was in the ash, and it actually was a rune. If any of you listeners are familiar, they're like little Norse symbols, all right, they're wonderful little symbols. And it was a rune for the one, it's a rune called Perth, P-E-R-T-H, and it stands for initiation. It means that, you know, there's some sort of God blessing, you know, that was taking place. Even though we saw, you know, this scorched land and, you know, with great tragedy going on, that something powerful was going to come forth from all that energy. And I just remembered, like, where in all of this, I mean, I was out in the woods kind of energy, where did this little rune come from? But I always just say the angels drop those little magical things in our path just to give us God messages. And, you know, I just say, I always call them like the FTD. They deliver the bouquets to us from God, and they come in many shapes and forms.
Oh, they do. They do. It's just many things that we can find. And so I am just in amazement of how the angels, when you're talking about all these energies coming to the earth, you know, it is times of energy and acceleration. And again, talking about raising our frequencies, that helps us a lot to feel better in whatever problems we're going through. So I also, you know, tell a lot of my clients, by seeing yourself and your loved ones surrounded by the violet flame, don't you think, Janie?
Yes.
The violet flame that helps change everything into positivity, and that's what I love about it. You know, in every breath, every instance that we take, just see yourself in this beautiful silver violet flame for comfort and clarity. And it's just like another tool that we could use is prayer or crystals or meditation.
And also just very simply that if people just stand with their arms outstretched, you know, they're reaching up to heaven and just visualize themselves as a loving cup, you know, with their arms above them. They're getting the form of that they are a cup, and just let themselves be filled to overflowing with what, you know, they truly desire. They absolutely desire. Just today, someone had sent me a video that people can see on YouTube, and I didn't realize this, but every December, a Japanese community gets together. It's like 10,000 singers, and they perform Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, which includes Ode to Joy, which I know everyone listening loves Ode to Joy, and it is so powerful. It's so powerful. Well, in watching that, they said that this is a ritual, and this particular last year, they dedicated it to those who lost loved ones in the tsunami vibration. So it was done as a healing. But they do it as a ritual, and they say it's a ritual of release and exaltation. And I thought that is so powerful that all of us can remember that there's things that we need to release. They're no longer useful and purposeful in our life, and obviously fears and doubts and worries are some of those things we can release. And then we make room for the exaltation, which means praising God. Giving thanksgiving and glory to God. And I was so touched that they actually called their ritual the ritual of release and exaltation. So what we can do is we can release, for example, talking about abundance, we're going to release our lack feeling and our, you know, that we are deprivation, we don't have enough. And what we're going to do is we're going to praise God for all the abundance and the beautiful blessings that are in our life, you know, with the energy, and knowing that every day is filled with infinite opportunities and, you know, all the glorious blessings that God brings to us in just so many ways, and the angels come bringing them to us. So isn't that, you know, I was so touched by that. And if people Google it at YouTube and just put 10,000 Japanese singers, they're going to get it. They're actually going to get it. And they do it in December. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, my gosh, it was very profound.
That's definitely out with the old and in with the new.
Yes.
And the angels support us in the divine, you know, embraces us. I love that, Janie. We have a few seconds or minutes left, probably a minute. I want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight, Janie.
I love
you know, for all the wonderful angelic work you do for us.
It's so sweet. I just love hanging out with everybody. All right, birds of a feather. We're angels of a feather, and we flock together at Linda's radio program.
I love that. So why don't we? I'm going to close with a prayer, so
everybody can
be surrounded by the love of God. I want to thank all my listeners. Our next show will be April 9th, I think, and I have the lovely Melody Loving. And that's her last name, Melody Loving, who is a gifted artist, which Janie knows very well, too. So
Can I just tell you, before you do your prayer, I want to just tell on Melody. Melody affirmed to God that she wanted to meet a loving man, and she met Mr. Loving. So she did.
Isn't
God
that
was
incredible?
Abundant.
I mean, be careful what you ask for.
That's right. So I'm sorry interrupting your prayer, but that's a story on Melody.
That's a great story. I love it. I'm going to ask her when I interview her, so in 2 more weeks. Anyway, thank you, Janie. And so I just want to bring in, I know that the angels and archangels have been with us in this lovely show tonight. So bless us with peace and strength and courage. Fill our heart and our mind and our body with God's wholeness and healing. We're so grateful for the blessings and the loving compassion at every moment in our life. And we know that through angelic love and the sacred wisdom of God flows through us and enfolds us as the rays of sunshine upon all on earth. We thank you for lovingly guarding us, keeping our well-being always, and looking for our highest good. And so it is. Amen. So everybody out there, may God bless you, and angels always protect you. Until next time, good night.